Hello, everyone, and welcome to ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been rearranged, reorchestrated, and remade. And I'm your host, Martyrus. Well, it is that time of the year again. With St. Patrick's Day coming up on March 17th, that means for this week's episode, number 115, we are again celebrating more gacha games. For those who may not know, a gacha game is a video game that uses a gacha mechanic. It's similar to those toy vending machines that dispense those capsules that have a random item. It's similar to loot boxes with varying levels of rarity, though some may have a pity system in that the more that a player rolls or pulls, the more likely you are to get that super secret rare item. And in most cases, it's not just items, you're also pulling for characters. So in a sense, it's like a slot machine for Pokemon, in which the player is trying to pull for that rare shiny or breed. For this episode, I've got three new gacha games in which to play tracks, along with their covers and remixes. So let's not waste any time and race on over to our first original track. Coming from the game Umamusume Pretty Derby, developed and published by Cygames, and currently available in Japan on Google Android and Apple iOS devices. This is Girls Legend U, composed by Akihiro Honda, arranged by Kenta Higashioji, and lyrics by Moe Igarashi.
Thank you.
Was Girls Legend U from the game Umamusume Pretty Derby, composed by Akihiro Honda, arranged by Kenta Higashioji, with lyrics by Moe Igarashi. And you can find the track from the album Umamusume Pretty Derby, starting Gate 1. Umamusume Pretty Derby is a single-player Japanese mobile gacha video game released back in 2021. Though it was delayed from late 2018. It's billed as a training simulation game in which you'll be raising, training, and racing horse girls. Yes, you heard me right. Horse girls. Female anthropomorphized horses. According to the lore of this game, these horse girls are reincarnations of racehorses from another world. And in fact are named after actual horses that have raced in real life. Two examples are Special Week and Silence Suzuka. Now, perhaps what makes this weird or uncomfortable for some people is that you can actually date these horse girls. And it's really not what you think. You may just simply take them out for a walk or spend some time in a karaoke room. And doing such activities will actually help raise the stats of your horse girls and provide more motivation for the upcoming race. Have I played the game before? Unfortunately, no, but I do know a lot of people who play the game. And because it's a Japanese-only release, I may have to learn some kanji. Still, I am intrigued by the game, so eventually I'll play it. Oh, by the way, those voices that you heard singing in the track we just heard, they are the actual voice actresses or seiyus from the Umamusume anime. There's actually too many voices to list, so you'll probably have to go to the show notes to read them. In any case, let's go ahead to our first inspired track. We're going to listen to the NES 8-bit remix of Girls Legend U, remixed by 40Nix. Welcome back. That was the NES 8-bit remix of Girls Legend U, remixed by 40Nix. Well, I have to say that I did enjoy this remix of the original track. Of course, I am a bit biased towards Nintendo since I've been playing Nintendo since the NES days. And I have to say that it's almost a faithful recreation of the original track, though I'm sure it's been rearranged in parts here and there. So, do I prefer the original or the remix track? Well, I have to say we're gonna have to call this a draw because I do like both of them. And come to think of it, if there were considerations to turn the mobile game into an 8-bit version, I wouldn't mind having this remix track. Now, a little bit about our remixer here, 40Nix. Quite simply, 40Nix is a chiptune artist and a game music composer, who also happens to do pixel art on the side. While I couldn't find any more information on 40Nix, I do have to say that 40Nix's body of work is impressive. In addition to YouTube, you can stream most of 40Nix's work on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. In regards to the pixel art, you can find 40Nix on DeviantArt and Pixiv. And if you admire both, you can follow 40Nix on Twix, Twitter/X. Well, let's leave the world of horse racing and head to another world that's trying to avert an apocalypse. Our next original track comes from the game Blue Archive, developed by Nexon Games and published by Eustar in China and Japan, and by Nexon worldwide. It's currently available on Google Android and Apple iOS devices. This is number 34, Aoharu, composed by Mitsukiyo. Was 34 Aoharu from the game Blue Archive, and it was composed by Mitsukiyo. Blue Archive is a tactical single-player role-playing game that was released back in 2021. You'll play as a character known as Sensei, who is summoned by the president of the General Student Council to Kidavas, an academic city. Both you and the president have a discussion about trying to deal with an upcoming apocalypse. However, the next day, the president goes missing, so now your mission is twofold: find out what happened to the missing president and deal with the apocalypse. You'll be building a team of 6 members, composed of 4 strikers and 2 specials, to carry out these military campaigns within the city. The strikers are your main attacking force on the field, while the specials provide support. Now, the battles are automatic, but they are based on a rock-paper-scissors system in terms of attack and defense. This means that one attribute will be strong against another attribute, but that same attribute will be weak against another one. I am sad to say that I've never played the game, and honestly, I really should be playing this game because it contains two aspects of gaming that I like, strategy and role-playing. I have to admit, I work too much to not have enough time in the day to play any more gacha games. But I do hear that the soundtrack for Blue Archive is awesome. So perhaps I'll have to feature more tracks in future episodes. And in fact, we're going to listen to an arrangement of the original track. This is 152 Ayuharu Band Arrange, arranged by Mitsukiyo. Was a band arrangement of Aoharu, arranged by Mitsukiyo. Oof, this is a tough one, because I do like both the original and arrangement. I suppose with either track, I guess it depends upon the mood. I mean, both tracks do have the same melody, there's just a difference in instruments. So if you like drum and bass, then you'll definitely enjoy the original track. But if you like grooving and moving, then you'll definitely enjoy the arrangement. So a little bit of information about our arranger and composer, Mitsukiyo. Mitsukiyo is a South Korean composer for Studio Aloh, A-L-O-H. In addition to original music, Mitsukiyo does covers and arrangements. And oddly enough, I encountered Mitsukiyo with her album Balloon Party on Spotify. If you're wondering about Mitsukiyo's style of music, it's called Kawaii Future Bass, or simply Kawaii Bass. As the name suggests, it is a subgenre of future bass, and the tunes tend to be very happy and cute. Now, if you're interested in this genre, you can find Mitsukiyo on YouTube, and you can stream Mitsukiyo's work on Spotify, Bandcamp, and SoundCloud. Well, let's leave the city of Kivotos and head to the stars for our next original track coming from the game Honkai Star Rail, developed by miHoYo and published by miHoYo in China and Cognosphere worldwide. Currently available on the Sony PlayStation 5, Microsoft Windows, Google Android, and Apple iOS. This is Spacewalk, composed by Hoyo Mix. Thank you. was Spacewalk from the game Honkai Star Rail, composed by Hoyo Mix. Honkai Star Rail is an online gacha video game that was released back in April 2023. This is actually the fourth game in the Honkai series, first starting with Hukai Gakuen, or Zombie Gal Kawaii, followed by Hukai Gakuen 2, also known as Gun Girls, and then finally Honkai Impact 3rd, which is based on a spin-off of the same name. The characters are based on Honkai Impact 3rd, while the gameplay is based on Genshin Impact. However, the combat mechanics are turn-based. You awaken as a trailblazer on a space station that's under attack by intergalactic monsters. You'll meet two members of this space station, March 7th and Don Hung. You also learn that both of them are also members of the Astral Express, a special train that travels across the galaxy to many planets. And you learn that their purpose is to deal with the threats from the Stellarons. With no idea who you are and how you came about, you decide to join the crew. Now, this is a game that I definitely play currently. And, well, it's a nice segue from having played Genshin Impact. I'm more impressed with the fact that it uses turn-based combat, which means I can strategize who and how to attack and when to use certain abilities. However, as of this moment, I'm currently lagging behind, and right now, Pinnacone has been out for several weeks, so I may have to grind a bit to move the story forward. In the meantime, let's listen to our final inspired track. This is a remix of Spacewalk, remixed by Kirara Magic. Was a remix of Spacewalk from the game Honkai Star Rail, remixed by Kirara Magic. This remix feels busy, but in a good way. Well, perhaps a more appropriate word would be engaging. While the original track sounds like something you could just sit there and chill, the remix sounds like something that engages your senses. You can feel your brain process all the sounds and vibrations of the track into a visually pleasing experience. Like I said, this remix engages all of your senses. So, which one would I prefer, the original or the remix? I admit I'm leaning more towards the remix, though I do like the original track. Now, just a little bit of information here on our remixer, Kirara Magic. Kirara Magic is a music producer and songwriter of original and remixed music. And from what I can see, most of their work is done in the style of EDM. In addition to YouTube, you can find their works on several streaming platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and Last.fm. If you enjoyed listening to Kirara Magic, you can follow them on Twix. Well, another gotcha episode in the can, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it. You can visit my website at re-vgm.com. There you'll find all the episodes with show notes, a track listing, and a YouTube playlist. You'll also find another page called Remix Info, which has a list of all the cover and remix musicians featured. There you'll find links to their personal and business websites, their social media platforms, any of their works on such places as Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and their support pages, such as Patreon and Ko-fi. If you enjoyed their works, then I strongly suggest you visit their pages, follow and subscribe to their channels, add their music to your playlist, donate to their support pages, and buy any of their merch and albums. Another page of interest is Staff News, which has links to news articles related to video game music. Page updates as I find them. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the podcast. You'll find it on many streaming services. Some of the more familiar ones could be Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, until April of this year, iHeart, and Audible. There are also other streaming services in which this podcast is available, such as Podbean, Podcast Index, TuneIn, Deezer, Podchaser, Good Pods, and Pocket Casts. And if not any of these streaming services, you can also listen on TerraPlayer, the home of your favorite gaming music and entertainment podcasts, live and on demand. You can listen through your browser at terraplayer.com, through Amazon Alexa by the skill name TerraPlayer, and on the TerraPlayer app through the Google Android and Apple iOS devices and Amazon Fire tablets. I should note that you can find the podcast on terraplayer.com. The TerraPlayer app and I think the Amazon Alexa only have the radio version. You can follow me and the podcast on Instagram and Twix, Twitter/X, at re_VGM. You're welcome to send a direct message through either of those platforms with a topic to suggest, a track to hear in the show, or to consider a cover or remix artist. Of course, if you are a cover or remix artist, perhaps you'd like to be featured on the show, on our regular episodes, and our two special episodes, On Stage Now and At the Listening Lounge. Finally, you can join the Discord channel for ReVGM. Link is provided in the show notes. We are going to close this episode with a track titled Just One More Pull, composed by the Chalk Eaters, featuring Black Griffin and Rustage. I am your host, Martyrus, and this is ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been remade, reorchestrated, and rearranged. Do enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and be safe out there.
Yellow glow, why don't you shine down on me?
You never shine on me, you never shine on me.
Another annoying wake-up notification. It's Dr. Mihoyo, it's time for medication. For purple pills daily may save you from starvation. It's taking 5 minutes, right? Oh no, it's almost.
But I can't have any rest until I finish this quest. Gotta do this by tomorrow, else I miss the event. And I'll be skipping cutscenes, cause I figure the rest. Until I finally come to witness a familiar dress. I'm finding every chest, cause you're the best out there. Guiding through the air, I can't help but stare. Breaking up my dreams to abyss, I swear. Now the only thing I care about is golden glare.
Yellow glow, why don't you shine down?
me. Stars are commodity, but I keep wishing just one more pull, not gonna hurt. Just one more pull, dig in the dirt. A wishing pull of rusty swords. Need one more pull, just one more. Just one more pull, and she comes home. I'm the only, I've maxed out roads that city. She's waiting so lonely, I'm still at 50 pity. The banner is ending, and I keep getting banners.
Till that skies are merciless.
So when's the next maintenance?
Any oculi just to make you mine. Dug up quest lines for dragons, fine. Done the content or left behind, cause there's not much new around 59. And I carry my team and my peace of mind. She less in my eyes when I see her climb. My god resin 160, but no time to grind. Cause the only thing I wish it was a golden light.
Yellow glow, why don't you shine down on me?
Just try harder next year.